Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head into the lounge, we close the door, and we air our complaints with the world. And there is no complaint that is too small. There's no complaint that's too large. It's anything that's on your mind. Send it in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give me a little taste of what it is in the title, and then we'll get to your complaint. And I want to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for complaining with me week after week. I get, you know, this version of the podcast started with a dream, and you listeners are making that dream a reality. I hear from you. I love the lounge. Thank you for giving me a safe space, a place to air grievances with the frivolous things in the world where nobody can say to you, bup, 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 grandmas are dying. No, 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 no. Everyone's grandma is alive and here. Your grandma would be happy that she was able to give you a better life than her to be able to have the luxury lounge. That's right. We need to look at these things positively. We need to know the luxury lounge is here for you. And also, take a moment to realize how important the lounge is to you. That could be as important. The lounge could be as important to someone in your life. It is the gift of giving. It's the holiday season. Give someone the lounge. Share this podcast with a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. We'll take the earless community as well. Send it around. Make it your Instagram story. And I'm posting videos on Instagram every day an episode releases. So if you're listening, you're listening on your phone, pop open the phone, comment on that video, because that helps. Give it a little touch. I'm very excited. Oh, and before I get to today's guest, we have a whole bunch of shows. People. And Phoenix, Long Beach, New York, St. Louis, Missouri, Fort Lauderdale, Cincinnati, West Nyack, Philly, Sacramento, Hartford, San Francisco. San Francisco's been added. Pittsburgh, Omaha, Columbus, Dayton. So jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com for tickies, tickies. Very excited about today's guest, an OKP to the podcast, new to the lounge, though. Welcome to the lounge, hilarious comic, Nori Davis. Thank you for coming back.
My man, J-Train, baby. I'm here, dog. How you doing?
I'm well. Nori, it's great to see you. How do you feel about are you excited about being here in the Luxury Lounge? You're new to this, but you're old to the podcast. So you've helped people through their problems before, but in a different way.
Yes, yeah, I am excited about this. I think I have to tip my hat to you because there's a lot of things I do want to complain about. But you're right. In the climate, you feel like you can't have the luxury to complain because of everything that's bad going down. But it's just like, well, look, can it be about me just for a little bit? Can I complain about my middle class working to rich level of bullshit? I think this is a great space. I'm happy to be here.
It's a great space. And you know what? I blame Twitter because Twitter, you know, if it's I love chocolate, it means fuck vanilla. Like everything on Twitter, that, and if you tweet, people, you are exposed on Twitter because people are doing on Twitter. It's the same place that you get your news and your horribleness of the world is the same place. You're like, isn't pizza delicious? Like, and so it all gets mixed in. So I think we need a Twitter for frivolous. Maybe this is the Twitter for frivolous. We need this is the Luxury Lounge is that place for people.
And the algorithm only accepts race complaining, sex, gender complaining. Anything else will not be seen. You
under
know what I'm saying?
Carpet. Like, it's got to be extremes.
Extreme, like it is a place where I am part of that working class and lower where we can complain about the woes of the world. And then, but if anything above it, it's just like, shut the fuck up. Somebody
we don't need
has
you.
It worse than you. We don't need you. Oh, go cry your little rich middle class tears. It's like, but wait a minute. I have, it hurts.
But wait a minute. The coffee's too hot for my Keurig.
I mean, there's no parking.
These are real issues too. So yeah, I'm excited to have you here. Nori is hilarious. Yeah, he is taping his fifth comedy album. Nori, so this means two things. This means there are comedy albums that someone could press pause right now. Like, this is the gift. It is the holiday season. People, we're giving you like free gems here. Not only do you have this podcast, but you could press pause right now. Go to any streaming music service that you're using, whatever you use, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it may be. You can search Nori Davis, and there's like 4 hours of Nori trying to make you laugh, which is the biggest favor anyone has ever tried to do for you, which is pretty cool.
I love you, bro.
So everyone go. So this is the thing. Nori is getting ready to tape his fifth album, and he's touring around. So you can go to his website. You can go follow him on Instagram at Nori Davis, and he's going to actually tape the album January 28th at Union Hall in Brooklyn. So
29th. January
29th. I'm sorry. Oh, I messed that up. So January 29th, Union Hall, Brooklyn. You can be a part of a taping, a production. You can see the finished piece that Nori has put together for his fifth album. So go to Union Hall, January 29th, at Nori Davis. Go follow. We want this to be the best album. What is the, Nori, you do albums, you know, you kind of like find a topic, I feel like. What are you jamming on? What's the central theme of this album recording January 29th at Union Hall?
This central theme is about the truth of what's happening out in the world, but making it funny, like how homosexuality is a sin, like that is still in the Bible, and like there's no remake for that. Like, I want to bust down truth, but like make it really, really funny, man. I feel like we're going towards in comedy, like too much of a Nanuet type thing. You know, we have Chappelle and Nanuet, very monologue, very speaking points, but it's just like, that's why I fucks with you. Like we fucking funny, man. Like, let's just bring back when like niggas is busting out laughing, having a good time off of stupid shit and real shit. So the theme is just like telling the truth, but like fucking hilarious with it. You know what I mean?
I love that you said that. And it's like, no hate on, you know, those. Yeah. There's a type of comedy for everybody, but you know, it's a pendulum swing. Someone's like, I want to talk about some serious stuff. And then it's like, has anyone laughed yet? And, and then you go,
exactly.
You know, and again, like it goes the other way too. Someone's like, have they talked about farts for 3 hours? Like it can go that way too. So, you know, there's finding that balance, but I know what you mean. I love the feeling. Every joke that I'm preparing, I know the feeling I want at the end of it. I want to see that, like the room swaying, you know, women crying, everyone laughing. You can feel it. Like, I have like 2 jokes right now that I can feel it. The rest aren't done yet, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you're working towards that. So that's, I mean, everyone should go follow Nori at Nori Davis, January 29th, Union Hall, the album recording. You can be a part of that. So let's go to the lounge. I'm going to do my complaint first. Hit the music.
I love it. Let's get it.
Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to do. Get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? Okay, so here's my complaint. I've done some online shopping lately. Here's the problem with online shopping is they give you the sizes for their shirt. Mm-hmm. I do not want to know my sizes. I don't want to take, like, I don't want to take the measuring tape and wrap it around my neck and around my under my pits and see what, like, I want to know I'm a large XL maybe. I don't want to know size 36 and a half. You got to lose some weight, you fat
so
fuck.
The actual, like, size chart, like when you see the size chart under the item, like that all reads, I'm not going to hold you, that reads Spanish to me. Like,
right.
I don't know what 36M or 38 and a half and a quarter. Yeah, this isn't not the dry cleaners, baby. I'm not a tailor. No. What the fuck?
And I want to be blissfully naive to those actual numbers. It's like it's like when someone says, how much do you weigh? You go, 205. And it's like you're usually like, they say like on average, most people are 15 pounds away from what they actually weigh, which is hilarious because we're all just lying to ourselves. We have an idea of ourselves. So I'm in this zone where I'm like, I'm a large XL. So I order from this place. And the problem with online ordering is like, you're just doing it on a hope and a prayer that you don't have to return.
Oh, my God. Yes. And let's back up just a little bit. Like, the anxiety. Yeah. Because for me, I'm like either a small or a medium, right? Mm. But if I get a medium, it'll be too big. And if I get a small, I look like one of those Jersey Shore dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pec chest all out, tight in the armpit. And I'm like, yo, what's up, Suki? Right? So the anxiety. And then, like, then you're also going further, J-Train, of like, fuck, if it's wrong, I got to return it. I gotta get a packaging label. I gotta wait for that. So I just gave myself a whole other fucking chore because I didn't make the right choice. You know what I mean? Like,
your hand is on the button and it's the decision between like an hour on your Tuesday or not. And this happened to me recently. I ordered a bunch of shirt and I got this one flannel shirt and I put it on and I was like, like I'm in between. Like it was tight enough that I could have pulled it off, but again, like you said, Jersey Shore guy. Like it looked like I needed to lose, like the shirt was like I needed to lose 10 pounds to wear it. But if I go to the next size up, then I would need to gain 10 pounds to wear. Like that's where I was in the sizing chart. And at that point, I was like, I guess I give up on this shirt.
Yeah, this item isn't for me. Obviously, it's not for me. Like,
and that's the saddest part of it all is saying, because I literally didn't return the shirt. I actually tried it on. I threw away all the return labels because I tried it on first and I did like the stretch of the front.
Yeah, when you
and
stretch
I was like,
out the neck. Right?
I go, I could make it work. To me, this shirt was like a marriage that I thought could I go, we can make the marriage work for the kids. And then I got about... I stretch out the shirt. I put it through the wash. I put it on again, and I'm like, "This marriage ain't gonna work."
It's not
and now
work,
I've already
man.
Thrown away, you know, the papers, and I gotta, you know, and now I have to just sit here in my shitty marriage with this shirt. Yeah. And I was so upset by that.
Oh, that's so fucked up, man. Yeah, I mean, I relate to that because I definitely have a couple of shirts in my closet that are like, I can only wear this if I have like a shirt. Like, matter of fact, you became an undershirt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, all right, well, now I brought a new item just to wear the bed.
Yes.
Where it was, when it was supposed to be like, yo, this is my gonna be going out. Sure, I'm gonna kill him with this. And now it's like, fuck, now your pajamas. Welcome to my pajama part.
Totally agree. I had dreams for this shirt. I had I had aspirations for this shirt. And now my shirt can't even be PJ's because it's a flannel collared shirt. Like, I'm not gonna go to bed like I'm Scrooge McDuck in my collared flannel. But I literally now
or doing chores
just...
or doing chores
chores
now. It's like like now this shirt I do chores and that's what I have. I either have a shirt for pajamas that I can't wear now because of the whole fucking size measurement bullshit, or this is what I'm gonna do when I sweep my apartment. When I'm sweeping my apartment, I'm swagged out. But I can't go outside. Jared, I can't go outside.
And then you ruin it. Let's say you do lose the weight or gain the weight to make it fit. Now it's a chores shirt. It's got, you know, now it's dirty and not and in disarray.
You don't respect it. You don't respect it no more. Like,
let's go to Nori's complaint. Let's go to Nori's complaint. Hit the music. It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show. to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint. Okay, Nori, go ahead.
All right, here we go. So, I fucking hate that. I'm actually looking at it right now. I have a 32-inch Samsung TV.
Okay.
The Netflix code, error code that I get is like an NR-40. I looked it up. All right, so Netflix on, it's a smart TV, right? So it's like, okay. I already got the apps. So it has Netflix on it.
Okay.
Now it gets this error code where it's like NR-40, something like that. So that means that the Netflix server in the TV is not talking to my router. So in this room, this is very like rich middle class type complaint.
It's okay.
I can't get Netflix on this widescreen TV ever. I would have to watch it on the iPad when I'm here at my desk. And I fucking hate it because the server, the Netflix server and the TV and my router are not talking at all. They're not talking.
And why is that? Is that because it's an old TV or a new TV?
It's a new TV. It's a new TV. It's matter of fact, I'll give you, it's about 6 months old. It's only about 5 months old. So it's basically new.
In what world does this TV not connect with Netflix?
It's not so the Netflix server that's inside the TV is not connecting to my router. Because trust me, I Googled this, I went online, and you go on the internet, everybody's like, yeah, I got the same problem too.
Well, that's annoying.
So I'm going through this fucking, menu, this goddamn, what's that? This long Bible menu of complaints on how to fix it, or instructions how to fix it. And none of it worked. And so now my options are, which I don't have the box, I don't have the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
I can return it to Best Buy, or I can just like, it just doesn't have Netflix anymore.
That's the thing. You bought the TV 6 months ago. Now you're rearranging your life around a TV that has no answer to connect to Netflix. What's bothersome is this community that you've found of people same issue where you're just like all just like, you too, me too. Let's get lunch. Let's be the the non-Netflix in our bedroom group. And it's like, if there's a group of us that exists, then this shouldn't be an issue. We should all be able to knock on Mr. Netflix's door at the same time and go, hey, what about us? We're all, you
happening?
Have an, you're the problem, Netflix.
Yes, you're the fucking problem. Like, matter of fact, that Samsung is really the problem because they put like a Netflix server inside your TV that is supposed to connect. It's like an antenna. So it connects to Netflix server and it connects to the router. My router and the Netflix server in the TV are not friends. Like, they're like two cats that just cannot integrate right now. Like, it's beef. And this is fucking annoying, dog.
This is annoying, too, because the difference between watching something on your computer and on TV is massive.
You see what I'm saying?
You are a different person. When you're watching on the computer, you're maybe on Instagram, you go to Twitter, you're kind of watching in the background. Oh, what happened? Who cares? When it's TV and you're on the couch, you are a more relaxed, focused person. You're actually living your entertainment life instead of just like dancing around the dials. I had it last night.
Exactly.
Last night, I put HBO Max on my TV, and I usually do my laptop in bed with me. And I was like, wow, I am, it's like I'm getting, it's like REM sleep versus not deep sleep as far as like relaxation goes.
We need our background ambient noise. It's kind of like if the jukebox went out of order in the restaurant. So now you're in the restaurant and like, why is it just quiet? Like, why can't I just hear everything, right? So like this TV is like my background noise. And then like, the laptop, is I'm working and on my phone I'm working too. So I can't put that background show on any of those devices because it will, and mind you, I feel so shitty but also feel so comfortable complaining about this because I feel like nobody's going to hear me, Jared. I thank you for the space.
That's why you're here in the lounge.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is it's something where it's just like, I feel like a piece of shit. Like, should I keep it to myself? But I also feel so much relief. Like, yo, this shit is pissing me the fuck off. My background music is going, and so now I gotta play my iPad in the desk when it's supposed to be the fucking TV. And you know me, dog. Like, I'm not going to Best Buy. Like, it literally, like, the universe knows I'm not doing it.
They know. Samsung knows.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone knows. They know that.
Yeah,
they know that.
Well,
I'm gonna sit that into my fucking car.
Much like the lounge feels good, it does have to feel good to see that there's other people having this issue. Like, it's like you see someone write the same thing as you and they're like, I can't figure out. You're like, well, at least there's community here. JTrainPodcast@juma.com. JTrainPodcast@juma.com. Send in your luxury lounge complaints. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give us a little taste of what it is. We're here with Norrie Davis at Norrie Davis on Instagram. His fifth album recording tour, January 29th, Union Hall. Go to the show. Have a great time. Be a part of the experience. Okay, let's go to the lounge. And this is actually someone, they're saying this might be a win. I said this to you before. I think this is interesting. Luxury Lounge, tenant appreciation and improvement. So we've had a lot of people email in about how they live in these luxury buildings and then the luxury buildings are trying to do like, they'll do like a breakfast for them or they'll do like a whatever, you know, and a lot of the breakfasts that that these buildings put on are subpar.
Are they Best Western at best? Like
at best. I mean, even at least the Best Western has like a waffle machine.
Damn, they don't even get the waffle machine.
Wow, well, this person wrote in, I got this at my door today. They aren't bringing us breakfast as you suggested to another listener that management should do, and they should, but they are delivering a goodie bag. Maybe someone in the office listens to Luxury Lounge. You're making the world better. So now here's the picture.
Yeah.
This building, 5 days of holiday cheer. And this is pretty cool. So the building is giving them 5 different days of treatment to their tenants.
Yeah,
so
thank you for being here.
December 13th, they get a goodie bag at your door. Here's what I like about goodie bag at your door. That is an undersell. The goodie bag could just be a bunch of candy, and you go, it is a goodie bag. So they're not promising too much. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a goodie bag. And then you're like, there's nothing in here, but it's goodie because it's
there
free.
It is.
Yeah, it's a very vague word. You're right. It's such a vague default word.
A lot of complaints come here from people overselling, underdelivering. That is an undersell where they could only overdeliver. So I like that. December 14th, day two. Breakfast on the go. So they've stuck to this vague thing. That could be a granola bar. And you'd go...
a piece of a bagel.
Right? As long as the bagel doesn't have a bite in it, they've actually delivered. I like this building. It's as if I brought this 5 days of cheer to their door because breakfast on the go. And again... a granola bar is not breakfast to me.
No,
but
not at all.
But if they're going breakfast on the go, they're also saying it's on the go. It's going to be a grab and go item that is going to be packaged, and it is very difficult for them to lose on this. So I like what the building did.
Yeah, but Jared, what's on the go? Is it like the person is holding like a baton, like a race relay? I'm coming out my door? Is it like at the table and it's just like pick like a Halloween feast? Like, go ahead, just take what you want.
It's not
Halloween
gonna be a feast
bucket.
That would be
like Halloween bucket. I mean, like a Halloween bucket, you know what I'm saying? Like pick your Snickers bar, pick your granola bar, and bye-bye. So now you got a bunch of hands just going in and out of there, you know, and there's definitely gonna be that one tenant that took five for their apartment
that
six one to go.
You're absolutely right. Complaints could erupt from this. I think you're right because this breakfast on the go, it's treacherous. Now, here's what I like about it is that like if I don't think anyone counts on breakfast on the go. To me, I'm going to go, I'm going to be on the go.
Yeah.
Here's what it says to me. I'm someone who's on the go, business suit, briefcase. Yeah. And I am on the go no matter what. So breakfast, I already have breakfast worked into my schedule if I'm that person. So on the go means I don't wait for anything. And if I don't like it, I can do the normal breakfast that I do anyway. So this is good. The next one is holiday dinner. This has got I don't like this.
Huge. I don't like it at all, man. It's like people need to understand this picture. It just says holiday dinner. That is just so, like, we have to unpack all that. Like, all right, where was the location? Where's the time? Yeah, location and time. Are we having dinner in the lobby? Are we having it in the rec room? Who's cooking the dinner? And which holiday? Like, we know it's within, well, all right, December 15th, we got that. But, like, what are the side dishes that consider holiday food? Are we talking ham? Like, this blocks my mind, man.
Nora, you're bringing up huge issues that all go, that all relate to one thing to me. And I'm going to, what you're saying, all correct. Here's the problem more globally.
Globally, yeah.
Breakfast can make you happy, but it never lets you down. You know, so when you say breakfast on the go, you go, I miss breakfast. Nobody's depressed from missing breakfast. Breakfast is fuel.
Dinner. You can breakfast anytime.
Anytime. Breakfast is fuel. Dinner is happiness.
Yes.
Dinner is closing out the day. Dinner is planned for. Dinner is a mental health moment. If I cancel my dinner for this holiday building dinner. I have a chance where I eat a meal that leaves me going, I guess my next meal is breakfast. You ever have a dinner where you're like, ugh, I can't believe this was the end of my day.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't like holiday dinner at all.
I don't either. And plus, like, who am I having it with?
Totally. Where am I sitting?
Yeah. Where am I sitting?
Can I sit alone? Can I sit alone with headphones on while I listen to a podcast? That's another type of dinner. Like, I got to sit there and have a how was your day conversation with 4B.
Yeah, this feels like a very bad blind date. It's
the
weird.
The fourth day of holiday cheer for this building is a hot chocolate bar. I love it.
I love that too.
I love it because hot chocolate bar, I mean, they could disappoint us, but all you got to do is have hot chocolate out.
That's it.
But the problem is when they say hot chocolate bar, if they don't have marshmallows, if they don't have accoutrements, I'm left a little bit let down by the bar.
Because the bar could not be a bar. It could just be the table where it's the hot chocolate mix and hot water. Now it's like, all right, wait a minute now. What kind of hot chocolate are we doing? We doing authentic? We putting a little milk in here? We doing a little almond milk in this? Or are we just doing Nestle? You hear me? Nestle packet. Nestle packet with some hot water, and you get your own plastic spoon. Then you're like, I could have did this better at my house.
This could really under deliver. Yeah, when I hear hot chocolate, if it was just hot chocolate station, now I'm okay with the packet. Okay. The packet would be okay.
The person is there.
Like, this is as far as the promise that's being made. Hot chocolate bar, I'm at Golden Corral. There's the fountain. You know, there's fruit. I am building this up. Yeah, that's where I went.
At hot chocolate bar, I'm like, there's a person there, right? There's a person there. And I just go there, and he's like, what do you want? You're like, you know what I want, nigga. You know exactly what I want. I want that good stuff. I want that good stuff. Like, but I feel like you're right. This could undersell to where, or oversell where there's no person there and it's just a Nestle box, one box.
Yeah.
And good luck. First come, first serve.
Here's the fifth one. And this is the it's called the 5 days of holiday cheer at this building. The fifth one is patio decorating contest winner. That is not cheer for us all.
No.
This is the 4 days of holiday cheer, and then one person has a fifth day of cheer. The winner.
Just the winner.
Yeah.
And what about the people that don't have a patio? So how do these people that live mid, like, you know, have a window that just shows the incinerator, right? So now they're like, wait, I gotta celebrate these fucking patio motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree. This is actually a very haves and have-nots debate that comes up.
This is the divide, bro. This is the divide. This is the drama. Day 5 is the drama.
Yeah, that's right. To me, no one's caring about how good the hot chocolate bar is, because it says, say, door slash, it got cut off, but it says door slash patio decorating contest. Who do you think's winning that?
Yeah.
You think a door is beating a patio ever? You have divided this into an economic divide in the building. We have forgotten about your goodie bag. We've forgotten about your granola bar. Yeah. Screw your holiday dinner. Fuck this hot chocolate bar. You're rewarding the patio people because that is a better thing to decorate than my stupid fucking door. Now you've created division.
You brought me back to the interviewing process, to where they told me how much a patio was and how much the current apartment I have. And I went and looked at my budget and said, yeah, I'll do the door. Now you reminded me of like, fuck, if I just had an extra K,
yes,
I could have had the patio. So
if
now
I studied a little harder in high school and went to the better college, got that better job.
If I would have listened to my mom or dad, whatever, now you bring me back to the drama. And now I'm in holiday grief.
Yes.
Now I'm in holiday grief because now I'm looking.
This is the 5 days of holiday disappointment. The J Train Podcast is sponsored by Ritual. Sometimes less really is more, and that includes your multivitamins. While most brands try to give you everything you think you need, Ritual takes a food-first approach to their multivitamins. Ritual nixes shady fillers and additives and instead focuses on nutrients to help fill gaps in your diet. I love taking a multivitamin in the morning. I like what Ritual does because you just know what's going in it. You can see, and I'm going to get to that in a second. You can see what's, you know, they're the vegan friendly ingredients and it's traceable, and it's, you know, none of that other stuff that you're like, what, I can't even read this. I don't even know what this is. I'm saying right now, waking up in the morning, taking a multivitamin, it puts your mind on the right track. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, formulated by exhaustive research, this multivitamin helps fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And that filling in the gaps is the thing. You're not getting a salad in every day. You're not getting all the things you need every day. That's where Ritual comes in. A clinical study showed it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual is committed not only to third-party testing, but traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients and clear communication. So you always get the things you need and none of the filler. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/JTrain and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/JTrain. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Best Fiends. The end of the year can feel like a whirlwind with no time for yourself. When I need a break, I pull out my phone and play my favorite game, Best Fiends. Love this game. I'm on level 125. I can't stop. I say it on the podcast all the time. Put your brain on the shelf. Take a 10-minute break. What a great opportunity. Just play Best Fiends. You hang out. You go to a different world. With Best Fiends, you collect tons of cute little characters that you use to beat the bad guys on each level. Easy to play, hard to master. This is gaming on another level. It's an action-packed adventure and brain-boosting puzzle game all in one. It's totally free to download, and you don't need an internet connection to play. You can play on the go. You can play when you're on an airplane. That's when I play. And once you start, you will not want to stop. I'm obsessed. Best Fiends has thousands of levels plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. Download Best Fiends today for free on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis. That was fun. I'm happy someone sent that. They thought that was a win. Nuh-uh, not here in the lounge. No. There was something to complain about there. Send in your luxury lounge complaint. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nori Davis, @NoriDavis on Instagram. Go follow immediately. January 29th, Union Hall. Here we go. Too old for an air mattress. Jared and Guest, longtime listener, big fan. My luxury complaint is about being too old for air mattresses. My boyfriend and I went to visit his friends in Southern California. We left after work on a Thursday night and drove over 6 hours from where we live in Northern California to get down to the friend's house. After a painfully long car ride, getting to the friend's house at almost midnight, all we wanted to do was curl up in a cozy bed, get to sleep. We arrived at that friend's house to an air mattress in the office. Oh, you're sleeping next to a printer. We were bummed, and since Southern California houses are small, there was only one bathroom in the house, and it was between the room we were staying in and the master bedroom. Oy, we're just listening to each other's shit. I felt like we were right on top of them, and having to crawl over our bags and tiptoe around the house was stressing me out. Our trip was planned for 3 nights, and my first thought was, there's no way I can do this for 3 nights. So we sucked it up for that first night, and thankfully, I found an affordable Airbnb close by so we could all get some more space and privacy. And the friends were not offended in the slightest that we got the Airbnb. I mean, that was the friends going, thank God. Yeah. Thank goodness. Everyone was happy.
Please.
We heard them complain. Yeah. They're on the air mattress going, we have to leave.
Leave. Yeah. We gotta get out of here.
And then they hear
the sound effects of the air mattress. Yeah. We have to get out of here.
I'm very thankful we had friends who were willing to let us stay there for free, but we are just too old for air mattresses. I'm 27. My boyfriend is 32. If I were still in college, it wouldn't be a big deal, but now we are more particular about sleep and can afford to stay at our own place. My boyfriend and his friend were the ones in communication about planning the trip. Of course, it was the dudes. And the friend didn't mention anything to my boyfriend about not having a real bed to sleep in. So I guess this is what happens when you let men coordinate things. Would love to hear your guest insights. What do you think, Nori? This is horrible.
This is horrendous, man. You basically, all right, wait, first of all, when you sent me that, where is this email? Like you
No, I didn't. I sent you the screenshot once. Okay. I just read that.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, no, any age 25, maybe I'll even give you 24 and older. Mm. Nah, man, we care about where we sleep. We're done with that. We're done with the air mattress. Air is not a thing. And I don't even know what it was in the 90s about war the mattress, because that was even more horrendous. Mother Nature elements should not be in a mattress at all. Like, thank you for the oxygen. Thank you for the water, but not to sleep on that at all. Not at all.
No, I'm with you. There's an age limit on these things. The idea, it is offensive that they even have the air mattress. And this is because when they bought the house or they rented the house, the person who, you know, the real estate person was like, it's an office slash bedroom. And it's kind of, that's kind of judgmental what they do. They go office slash bedroom. It's a two bedroom. So now you feel like, well, we got to have an air mattress in case anyone wants to come over. No one wants to come over. If you have one bathroom, that is one couple. Done. You're not having guests. Yeah. You're not having visitors. Don't even give people the option, because when you give the option, you know, you could stay with us. No. No one wants that. We all don't want house guests. We all want to live in our own spaces, get a hotel or stay home. And maybe you do a trip another time. Like,
let's not do this, because technically any room is a bedroom, but it's not though.
Yeah, okay? That's not.
Like, we all have criteria. We all have system preferences in our phone for what a bedroom is and what an office is.
If I'm sleeping
in my office, I'm on coke and I didn't finish it out and I got knocked out at my desk. But I'm not pulling out an air mattress. I'm going to literally get up and go to a mattress.
I'm not sleeping next to a scanner and then, well, you know, it just bothers me, this like air mattress person. That's like, we have the air mattress. And it's like, I don't give a fuck what you have. If it's not
fucking Walmart,
sturdy.
It screams Walmart. Let's do that. It screams, even though no shade towards people that shop there. I totally understand.
Listen, there's things to get at Walmart.
Yeah, there are things to get there. But hear me out. But yes, let me put on my diva shades. I'm not it screams Walmart with the two words air and mattress. I'm not doing it, Jared. Never.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com JTrainPodcast@gmail.com Nori Davis on Instagram. Go follow Luxury Lounge Valvoline Instant Oil Exchange. Not so instant. Now, Nori, you're a driver. You know, like in New York City, we meet people that are like, You know the car people. You're a car guy. So you are a good person to actually have on for this email.
I'm ready. Let's go.
This past weekend, so first off, wanted to say it was so nice meeting you during time in Syracuse. Brought my whole group chat to the second show on Saturday night. Everyone loved you. No surprise there. And each one of them has now started listening to your podcast. Well, thank you. Here's the complaint. Awesome. This past weekend, while visiting my parents, my dad realized that the inspection of my car was up and wanted to make sure I got it taken care of right away. Seeing that this was a nice gesture, because knowing me, I'd be too lazy to deal with it on my own during my work week, I took him up on it. Boy, what a terrible decision this ended up being.
happened?
Before we left the house, I'm trying to figure out. She said that she made it sound like someone did her a favor, but I don't think she said this past weekend. My dad realized that the inspection of my car was up and wanted to make sure I got it taken care of right away, seeing that this was enough. So her dad did it.
Her dad did it, but she made the mistake of letting him do it. And why did he fuck? What did he do? Yeah.
Before we left the house, my dad called the Valvoline in town to assure that they were even doing inspections. The man on the phone confirmed that they were indeed doing inspections and they would be doing inspections until 3 p.m. With that, my dad and I got in the car and headed down. We arrived.
Valvoline for an inspection is a red flag right there out the gate. Just want to say that. Go. Continue.
Why is that?
Because Valvoline is not for an inspection, just for oil change. And you get the kind of like Jiffy Lube. You get in there, you get your oil change. It's like the fast food restaurant of oil changes. Vaseline, Jiffy Lube, all that.
So if you're doing something outside of that, you know, if you go to McDonald's asking for the pizza, it's a big mistake.
Yeah, you go to IHOP asking for steak. That's all your fault.
It's like gonna be so here we go.
Yeah, it's gonna be problem.
With that, my dad and I got in the car, headed down. We arrived at 10:40 a.m. Plenty of time. When we got there, the drive-through service line was pretty long. We decided to wait it out. If you're unfamiliar with this type of drive-up service, as cars are waiting, as a service person will come out and ask people what they are there for and give them an estimated wait time as well as a ticket for the particular job. When the woman got to our
car, Chick-fil-A drive-through.
There it is. When we got to when the woman got to our car, we told them we needed an inspection. She told us that it would be a little over an hour wait for an inspection. My dad got nervous of making it to the bank, another errand we had to run. So he asked the woman if we left and came back. Now you can't leave. There's no leaving. Nuh-uh. Left and came back. Would it still be? Would we still be good to get back in line and still receive the inspection? She told us that should be fine. I don't like that answer. No, it's either fine or it's not fine. Should be fine means you don't know.
Yeah, not at all. And you're not a person. You're a whole car.
Yes.
Once you leave the line, like,
I ain't letting you in.
It's over. Yeah, I'm not letting you in.
I will.
No car. Smash. Can be like, excuse me. Can I just get by your Cherokee? No.
I will smash my headlight to not let you in to that line that I've been waiting in. I don't know where. Also, you can't get out of your. You can't explain from in your car. Hey, the woman over there told us.
Excuse me. I was just. Can I? Yeah.
We went to the bank. I'd be like, oh, well, good fucking luck at the bank.
Yeah.
So we pulled out of the line. So mistakes are made. She writes. She told us that should be fine. Should be fine. I don't like. So we pulled out of line to run to the bank. She writes, huge mistake. Yeah, we agree. We get back to the Valvoline and get back in the line. A second woman comes out. Again, shift changes. Now the rules change.
Yep.
A second woman comes out again asking people in their cars what service they're here for. The time is now around 11:30-ish. We tell the second woman we're here for an inspection. She tells us they are no longer taking inspections for the morning. The guy is going on lunch break. Uh-oh. We explained to her the situation, that we just got back in line after being told that we'd be fine to leave and come back. She tells us the guy doing inspections is on his last car now and that he's leaving for an hour lunch break. He'll be back at 12:30, another hour. My dad starts counting the cars in front of us in line and estimates about an hour maybe, and asks if we can wait the hour out in line. She refuses and asks us to leave the line. Yeah, because they're in line for the Jiffy Lube.
Exactly. Yep.
So asked us to leave the line. Infuriated and annoyed, we decided to go to a nearby diner to wait it out. When we get back, it's exactly 12:30. The line is literally two cars long. We're the third car. Short line. Great. A third man. Oh, so now we got a different. See these shift changes.
Ooh,
a third man comes out.
We got three different sports. Now we're in soccer.
To ask people what service they need. We again tell them we're here for an inspection. The guy tells us, we're sorry, we are no longer doing inspections today. I think my dad is about to grab this guy by the shirt collar and strangle him. I myself can't even believe this now. We are clearly getting jerked around. I mean, well, I don't know about jerked around.
Jarrett.
You can't deal. I would say the minute the third guy came out, I go, I need one of the women I've spoken to before.
Yeah,
you have to stay consistent with the people helping you. She writes, I'm enraged. We tell him the whole story, starting with the fact that we called and were told inspectors were there till 3 p.m. The guy says, you must have reached the corporate office.
the old corporate card on them.
And he writes, they never know what's going on. Corporate office, my dad cuts him off. Nobody, I called here and I know it. We explained just moments ago, we were told to come back at 12:30. He tells us the guy went out for lunch 5 minutes ago. Oh, so he did. He took his time going to lunch. We asked him how long he'll be gone. 30 minutes. We decided to wait it out. At this point, you could tell they did not want us there. Their tone was completely rude and disengaged. The guy begrudgingly agrees as if he's run out of lies and has us wait by their front door. Again, driving out of line, making cars behind us move so we can pull out and pull around front. We're not there waiting five minutes, and the guy comes back out. Actually, we're no longer doing inspections at all today. We're going to have to ask you guys to leave. The guy walks away as my dad tries to respond. Jared, if I sound wrong here, then I must be telling the story wrong. This was insanity. My dad and I were fuming. This also happened to be the first time I've heard of someone dealing with a horrible situation at a Valvoline. Were they ever doing inspections? What does it take for these companies to hold their employees to a higher standard of customer service? Sincerely, Saturday morning lost to the birds. What do you think, Nori?
All right. Excuse me laughing. They're not wrong, but they're asking for the type of service at a place that just doesn't provide it or gives a fuck. You cannot complain about the steak at IHOP when it's fucking IHOP. That's one. But now, let me be her friend. Let me be her friend. Yeah. Yeah, those workers don't give a fuck. Like, well, they don't care. They don't want to do that. But she's valid. Like, I really wish that even her dad knew somebody like how I know you. We all have a mechanic that's going to hook you up. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be like, look, I got you, come over here and I'm gonna take care of like this and that. Like they follow the rules of what's it called? I want to call it Vaseline, whatever. This Valvoline place.
The inspection sticker usually comes from a garage where the guy has the towel over his shoulder and he's we'll make a sticker up here.
Yeah, it, we'll get it.
You can't go to corporate for the inspection sticker. No, I think that's the what Nori said is true. You went to IHOP for a steak, and you're complaining about and you're saying, how does the steak not taste that great? Because they do pancakes. Yeah. And this is the main word here is incentives. Yes. Their incentive, a Valvoline employee, is their incentive is oil changes. And you need to find the place that does stickers, inspections.
In the grace of your podcast, like, we, you know, they're right. It was bullshit.
She's
like,
right.
She's totally right. Like,
she's right.
Try to go the rules of customer service, but they don't have that. They just don't have that.
She's right. Because let's say she goes and complains to Mr. or Mrs. Valvoline. Hey, the customer service at your station was horrible. They're going to go, what happened? And they're going to go, I couldn't get an inspection sticker. And then Mr. and Mrs. Valvoline are going to realize that zero of their dollars come from these inspections. And they're going to go, sucks. Like, they just aren't going to care.
Dan, that's it's coming tomorrow. Matter of fact, we're on lunch. Can we come back to you in a minute?
Sure. And the thing that I agree, I mean, so I agree them, this is annoying. You shouldn't, but it's annoying that nobody makes money off of the sticker. Like, what's the issue here is government. Yeah. they've given no incentive for any business to take care of your inspection needs. And as you could see here, they were basically treated as second-class citizens throughout the whole experience because their dollars weren't worth as much.
That's right. And what makes you think those workers give a fuck about an inspection when they've probably been working, 8 hours the night before, the day before, and now they're working an extra 8 hours, and they're just, like, tired and, like, don't give a fuck about this one car that wants an inspection where, like, they have a whole Chick-fil-A drive-through line of oil changes of like in and out. It's like, I'm clocking out at 6:15 and fuck what my boss says. And so when they come up, they're like, excuse me, we've been here. It's like, lady, I'm going home because the Netflix on my TV doesn't even work anymore. I got to deal with that. So I'm out. So you got a lot of people not giving a fuck.
The J Train Podcast is thrilled to welcome a new sponsor, Caliper CBD. We could all use a bit more of that holly jolly vibe we hear so much about this time of year. Caliper CBD is that holiday cheer that will make you feel better before you've finished your cocoa. I have Caliper. I have, and here's what I like about Caliber. They have, you can, you put it right on your tongue. It's a little powder and it tastes pretty good. It's not that, you know, that like, is this, you don't taste, it doesn't taste like you're having a CBD, if you know what I mean. It tastes like you're having like a little, like a pixie stick. With most CBD, it's impossible to know when you'll feel the full effects. Caliper CBD powder acts fast, really fast, like 30 times faster than CBD oil fast. Get the benefits of CBD in just 10 minutes. Caliper is the only clinically proven CBD brand on the market. And because it's a dissolvable powder instead of an oil, it mixes completely into any food or drink with no grassy taste or oily residue. That's what I'm talking about, that grassy taste. They have flavored and unflavored. I had the flavor and it was great, but then you can get the unflavored put in your coffee. No more guessing how much CBD you're taking. They're easy to use packets, have exactly 20 milligrams each. No fillers, chemicals, or artificial flavors, and always 0% THC. The perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your list who could use a little extra comfort and joy. This holiday season, be your merriest with Caliper CBD. Get 35% off your first order with promo code JTRAIN at trycaliper.com/JTRAIN. Try it risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's trycaliper.com/JTRAIN. Don't forget promo code JTRAIN for 35% off your first order. The JTRAIN podcast is sponsored by Panic Panties. I think this is the best gift you can give a friend over the holidays. Male, female, whoever it is. You keep them in your bedroom, you know, your bedroom, the side, you know, the drawer to your next to your bed, and when you're in a pinch, you got them waiting. Panic panties. Your purse is a one-stop bodega of everything you need in a pinch: gum, lipstick, tampons, tissues. And now for the women on the go, there's now the ultimate in a pinch accessory: panic panties. I just think this is such a great idea. You put it in your bag if you sleep out with a guy or your boyfriend or your situationship, whatever it is. You got an extra pair of undies just waiting for you. Panic panties are exactly what they say they are. Use them anytime you panic because you need a new pair of panties in a pinch. Individually wrapped. Yep, they're small. I was like, how do they do it? It's small enough to go in a purse. It's small enough to go in a clutch. Isn't this great? Okay, so individually wrapped. These panties are all for all those times you're at the gym, on a date, on a trip, out of laundry, or laugh so hard you pee a little. I didn't even think the pee a little part is a good point. Stash them in your purse, luggage, car, gym bag, desk, or hookups place. The options are endless. Just unpack the pair. And it's such a fun stocking stuffer, like a fun, cute, hilarious thing that is actually helpful. Just unpack the pair, reseal your old pair, and get on with your day. Plus, they're so comfortable you'll want to wear them again and again. Grab panic panties when an emergency strikes or anytime you want a soft, stretchy, premium panty at a price that doesn't make you want to go commando. They make the perfect stocking stuffers, Secret Santa gifts, bachelorette, I think bachelorette favors, yep, absolutely, birthday presents, and more. And fellas, stash one at your place for your lady to have one for the morning after. Yeah, dudes, what a gentlemanly thing to do. Just for my listeners, check out all their styles at panicpanties.com. Use code JTRAIN for 20% off your first, just any purchase. So check out all their styles at panicpanties.com. Use code JTRAIN for 20% off your purchase. That's panicpanties.com, promo code JTRAIN for 20% off. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com, JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com, here with Nori Davis. Go follow at Nori Davis, the show. He's doing a album recording, January 29th, Union Hall. You can listen to his four albums on any streaming service. Look at this one, Luxury Lounge denied TSA pre-check privilege. This would drive me. Wow. Are you TSA pre?
Man, I just got global entry. So, yes. Whip my hair back and forth. I am ready for this.
Jared, Feather, longtime listener and fan. I saw you in Tampa last Valentine's Day weekend and can't wait to see you back there in 2022. Thank you. My luxury complaint is something that will really hit home with you. You're literally the first person I wanted to tell about this inhumane experience I just endured at Newark Airport.
Oh, now,
I've been to Newark Airport once. I'm a LaGuardia guy.
Yeah. I'm a LaGuardia guy, and I've been to Newark if I have to, but it's really, that's break glass. Newark Airport is break glass.
In case of emergency.
Nothing's flying out, and that's usually been my experience with Newark.
Yeah, you know what the problem with Newark I found, and this is just from one trip there, it's very suburban family. And that is the worst crew to be stuck around at an airport. Suburban family lives in a home amongst no other people, and really they're out fending for themselves like wild animals, and they're going to get in front no matter what, and they're going to do, and they don't care. And it's, you know, and they rate themselves in the town that they come from. So it's like,
that's right.
You know, so they might be king of the fifth grade PTA, and people listen to them there, but they don't realize how insignificant they are in this grand scheme of the world. Like, city people realize their insignificance.
Yeah.
I think suburban people forget their insignificance because they're in this town where they're very comfortable. And then they go to the airport and they act like animals.
That's a perfect analogy, man. Only thing I can add to that is saying, like, yeah, they have the audacity to have like these roundabouts and highways in Newark to where like only they can understand how to get through it. Because you can try to get there, you make a wrong turn, now you're in Delaware.
That's right.
And this then you gotta come all the way back. I was just trying to get to Newark Airport. Your ass ended up in Philly or Delaware. It's bullshit. They have very little signs of trying to help you get to Newark Airport. But they all pride themselves because they all know how to get there. And it's bullshit.
I am a pro traveler and fellow Delta brat and live and die by my TSA pre-check. There's nothing I hate more than taking my shoes off and being surrounded by a bunch of amateurs who have no idea how to act in an airport. I am with you. So to set the scene, I'm wildly hungover this Sunday after a weekend visit with friends in NYC, returning home to Tampa. I know the crowds will be insane, and I am especially thankful for my pre-check that will allow me to bypass the chaos, or so I thought. As I get to the security point, my boarding pass is scanned, and the agent says, "You don't have TSA pre-check." I confusingly reply, "Huh? It's right there on my ticket." He says, "Well, not today. You've been randomly selected to go through regular security." Is that even a possibility?
How is that a thing?
Jared, could you literally think of a worse circumstance in these conditions? I actually can't. My jaw hit the floor. I thought I was being punked. Yeah, I'd be looking around for cameras. I'd be like, where's the guy from What Would You Do on ABC? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, this makes no sense. You know my friend? My friend's pranking you, right? Yeah, my friend's pranking
you. I would be like, no, I don't know what you're talking. As the agent pointed to the regular security point next to us, I said, "I don't understand. I'm not allowed to use my TSA pre-check privileges." He confirmed, yes. I said, "Why?" As he told me, "Because that's protocol." See, that's not enough of an answer.
That's bullshit.
Like, no. I've gotten randomly, "Hey, come here. We do random pat downs." Like, I've gotten that. That makes sense to me. But the idea that you are randomly chosen to go through the thing that you, like, you were pre-screened for this.
I went to the interview. I sent in the documents. I even paid the extra money. And imagine like, all right, you got your first class ticket. You get there. They say, "Oh, no, you have to check in with everybody else on regular class, like, you know, just boarding." And I'm a Delta rat also. So it's like, wait a minute. So I can't even go in my first class. I got to wait for everybody to get on. Then I go on. Wow.
No. Who did I hurt, and what kind of horrible karma did I accumulate to experience this trauma? I've been randomly selected for bag checks. Again, but never to be told I can't be treated with the dignity pre-check provides at a crowded, disgusting airport. I am offended, shook, and in disbelief. As an avid traveler yourself, have you ever heard of this? Both of us haven't. Fuck Newark Airport. Tampa would never do this to me. Thanks for listening and being a safe space to air these complaints to a community who understands. Best proud pre-check snob. I think pre-check needs to start eliminating people. Like, I think it's gone too wide, but this isn't the way to do it. This person did all the right things. They got to the airport at the appropriate amount of time. They give their ticket. The person goes, "Nope, you're going to go over there." I would rather make the people, don't randomly choose people who mess up during pre-check. Boarding, like, do we, you know, if someone to pre-check doesn't have their ID out for the person, you have to go to the regular. Like, if someone takes longer than
mistakes,
if someone takes longer to, like, than 10 seconds to scan their ticket, sorry, You got to go. You're in the other one. That to me is a better protocol. If someone starts taking off their shoes at TSA pre, I'd be like, excuse me, you're going back. If you go through more than twice the buzzer goes off for metal, we're sending you to the other one.
You want to be an animal? You got to go with the animals.
That's right.
You have to be a plush, perfect fly through. And if not, you got to be in. You got to give it the animals. That's it.
This is the point. If you, it's not this person. Let us prove ourselves not worthy of the pre-check. Mm. Then doing this thing where we get ahead of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, I feel like this is just TSA. You know. Buffing their chest out a little bit, you know, like sometimes
I agree. Reminding us,
gotta pull somebody up. Exactly, because like you have clear, you have global entry, and then you got TSA pre-check and then TSA check. So you have all these extra third parties in front of TSA, and it's like it feels like TSA is like, I'm still the fucking boss. I'm gonna fuck what you did, but I just want to let y'all motherfuckers know. I can do this anytime I want. Randomly select, and you can't even fight it. And if you
this
fight
does,
it, what's the next
this
thing?
This does feel like a reminder from them.
A reminder,
hey,
yeah.
We're still in charge, bitch.
Stop
it's almost you're right. It does feel like it's them saying, "We're not gone yet," because we are heading towards a day of facial recognition where you literally walk through a tunnel with all your stuff, never take anything out, and you're done. And now all those TSA pre people, all the TSA people, they're all working as coders somewhere, we hope.
Yep.
You know, so that we are going closer to that future every day. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Nora Davis. Let's do one more. I sent you one before.
Yes, sir. All right, let's do it.
Okay. So this one's called Luxury Lounge Holiday Package Policy.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. Yeah.
So if you, I already can see where holiday packages. Usually, it's if you can't get them, it can ruin a whole.
Yeah.
A whole,
your whole
time.
Christmas. Your whole holiday is gone.
Holiday package policy. Jared, feather, big fan of all you do. I saw you in New Brunswick recently, and you killed it there, as well as the Tonight Show cheering you on from the sidelines. Well, thank you very much. I received the attached email yesterday, and I knew I had to send it into the lounge. Since the holiday season upon us, my building has threatened to return packages to sender if they're not picked up within 48 hours.
Dang,
this is an outrage. No, that's not enough. I pay an exorbitant amount of money to live in this building. I'm tempted to reply to the cost of any return packages will be deducted from the next month's rent. I honestly can't believe they're trying to pass this problem on to the residents. Christmas happens every year. Management needs to get it together. Also, they sent this 4 days ago. You're going to send this the last day in November? Like, you're going to send this... I mean, a little late. So here's the letter. I'm going to bring up the letter. I'll read it. Dear residents, please note that due to the holiday season, we will no longer be able to hold packages longer than 48 hours of receiving an email that you have a package. This will ensure we have continued space to service the increase in packages and the increase in package deliveries expected during this time. If you do not pick up your package within 48 hours of receiving an email, your package will be returned to sender. If you will be on vacation, please let the office know so we can coordinate accordingly. If you are on vacation and have packages in the Amazon locker, we can hold your package for up to 10 days. You will need to log into your Amazon Hub account and update your hold time preferences. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. This is horrible. What do you think, Nora?
Yeah, it's 48 hours is not enough time. I mean, management is giving the option to like, hey, let us know if you're on vacation and we can set something up. But damn, they're really bringing down the hammer now of like, no more lazy fucking people coming to pick up their package. Like, come get it or returning it back. And it's just like, bro, like, hold up. When did this become a problem? Is it like a whole, like, is he walking in and he has to climb like a American ninja obstacle to get to the lobby? Is that what's happening here? Like, is it that serious?
If it was that serious, we would have been discussing this in August. They didn't see it was an issue in August, And now it's their problem. They didn't prepare. They didn't have the forethought. And now they're putting it on the tenants. And here's what bothers me most of all. Don't send me a letter telling me what to do and then end it with thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I didn't say I understood. I don't understand at all.
I'm not cooperating right now.
No, I don't understand why you can't walk the package up to my doorstep and leave it by my door or do something. Why wasn't there a discussion? Why wasn't there a warning? It's just a letter that comes under your door and they go, hey, you know, you got 2 days or we're sending back all your gifts for your children and they're going to complain to you. Like, we should have been better prepared for this. This is coming in the end of November, early December. You're on the clock, building.
Yeah.
You knew this was going to be an issue.
And I understand his frustration of being somebody who paid like over $3,000-$5,000 rent a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you have this bravado of like, don't try to play me. Matter of fact, you should bring it to my house and then come inside and see if I want to drink. As much fucking money I pay. God damn it.
That you're totally right. And here's what the letter should have said. Hey, just a warning. Please come pick up your packages within 48 hours. We're running out of room. There's little children that want to get their presents too. Sell me on this.
I
shouldn't have to bring my crying child to you to show you that they're upset they missed out on their present because I couldn't get down to pick up the package. You should be reminding me, hey, we got a lot of people in this building. It's the time of year we got a lot of packages. And that email could have came in September. Hey, reminder, we got to make sure we get our packages. I know this is annoying. I don't mean to be a nudge, but I want to make sure you guys get your packages. I want to make sure they don't get lost in the shuffle. I want to make sure the new packages, we have a place to put them so that we can get these kids their toys this holiday season.
That's
how you tell us.
That's how because you fucking do it.
Don't do the thing where all of a sudden we're all just told we've been doing it wrong. I'm sure there's not that many people who leave it down there for 4 days. And for every couple people that do that and forget, you know, they forgot and that's a mistake. Do the thing where you're like, put up signs in the elevator, send the email. Hey, remember packages. We don't have a lot of room. And put some holiday emojis on that sign and make it happy.
Some holiday clip art. Put some holiday clip art in that motherfucker.
You better say it nicely and respect me as the payor.
Yes. That's it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nori Davis, thank you so much for coming on. This is fantastic.
Bro, thank you for having me, man. This shit is fire. It great safe space, and I can't wait to be back again.
Love it.
We always got something to complain about.
We always can find something. Everyone go follow Nori at Nori Davis on Instagram. Go, go, go. His show is January 29th at Union Hall. He's taping an album. Be a part of something very cool. Nori's hilarious. January 29th, Union Hall at Nori Davis. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Let me know what you're complaining about. And we'll be back next episode. Boom.